Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to another Adventures in Consciousness. So we're continuing in this episode our journeys through time and playing in the territory of time. I'm just finishing the time past, the last four episodes. And I wanted just to review that a little bit, that we spent some time actually connecting with your higher self, your guidance, in a process we call the entelechy. And then you were able to explore time as a territory. If you imagine a map placed out in front of you and that you can move across that map anywhere you want, and that's all of time. All of time is in this moment. And why are we concerned about that? Or why is that practical for us now? That's kind of a question I like to think about, is you might have these experiences going, playing in meditation or going and having these deja vus, but what does it mean to me right now? And what it is all of these experiences, all these different experiences of your soul throughout time resonate inside of you. They hold energy and information inside of you. And you're able to activate yourself, find new answers, find new solutions, find new energy, ways to manifest. So imagine if you had access to every life, even just this life, all the information you've ever taken in, and what you could do with that and how you could apply it to your challenges and what you're doing trying to go forward. That's the reasons we do these countdown to a new beginning. We spend a little time in time past trying to reactivate some of the things that are important to us right now in this moment. And now we begin our journey into time present. Again, this territory of time that we're standing in the middle of is really all influencing the current moment. The real and only reality is the current moment. So I like to spend the next four episodes going through time present, where we are actually co-creating our future and our experiences. I think that's all I needed to say before this one. I want you to enjoy. This is a time to, this is an experience, a journey where you're actually going to connect with your soul. We're going to go really into that stillness and that peace and get into that place of infinite possibility. So I hope you enjoy. Sit back and relax.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to day 5 of a countdown to a new beginning. In our first four journeys together, you had the opportunity to explore time as a territory, moving with your entelechy, your higher self, connecting with your younger self, and exploring the last 12 months, that arrow of time, and maybe even seeing some patterns and synchronicities connected with your soul's journey. You are welcome to repeat those journeys through time past as often as you'd like. However, today, you are ready to step beyond time and into the moment that is the place of your essential self, your essential nature, that place of pure potentiality, infinite creativity, and the silence of your soul. So let's begin. With your eyes closed, let's bring your awareness to your breath, relaxing just as fully as you can, and aware of your breath, breathing in and out, not changing your breath, just be aware of how you breathe, in and out. noticing the air as it passes your nose, and the slightly warmer air as you breathe out. Now deepening your breath just a little, and notice your chest rise and fall with each breath. Breathing in and out. And now let's deepen into those long, slow belly breaths in through the nose. Hold. Out through the mouth. Hold and continue like this. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in a light blue color, a sky blue energy. And as you breathe out tension and stress, as if you're breathing out the color gray. This nourishing prana breathing brings you vital energy and prepares you to receive deep transmissions and activations. Each breath in, a gentle wave of this sky blue energy, filling your body with prana. Each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into that peace and stillness. Relaxing even more now as it brings more energy into your body, filling your reservoirs with vital life force. And finding with each breath you are relaxing even more, knowing the more you relax, the more energy you receive. I invite you now to imagine that you can follow your breath deep within you. Following your breath and going deeper and deeper inwards. Following your breath and following my voice, deeper and deeper, moving as if in a dream now, until you come to meet me in the inner planes, in the sacred circle. This sacred circle where we come together for healing and transformation becoming aware now that you are not alone. There are others here just like you, all here to heal and immerse themselves in the healing light of this coherent field. Noticing now this energy, this sky blue energy, moving with your breath, is beginning to overflow into the center of our circle. Overflowing and swirling all around and spiraling upward. Breathing in deeply, filling your lungs, and breathing out fully, getting the most benefit from this prana breathing. Your channels are open now, open to receive from this amplified field, receiving healing and nourishment at every level of your body. And know that you are filling your heart center with energy and abundance, all the resources you need. Continue the breathing, each breath and each moment, bringing you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And this relaxation allows the energy and the activation to go even deeper. Bringing positive energy now into your aura, filling you with this vibration that removes anything negative. The more you breathe the prana, the deeper you go, and the more you relax. As you continue this deep breathing and relaxing, know that all of your challenges, all of your difficulties are no longer there. Any worries, any fears, anything that has accumulated inside of you cannot touch you. You are in contact with this field we've created, and all of these things dissolve and are not going to impact you. You are receiving strength from this contact with this collective field. You are receiving energy, reassurance, and you feel stronger and better with each breath in and each breath out. It is like an invisible wave that is continuing to feed your aura, bringing energy and all the strength you need, so that everything that is not necessary is resolved. Continue the breathing just a little longer. In through your nose, filling your lungs fully, and then out through your mouth completely, getting the most benefit from this prana breathing. This meditation and your contact with this amplified field is a direct cleansing of the energy. Now release your breath, allowing yourself to slip into a gentle resting rhythm. And pausing here to visualize your body, the muscles, the bones, the spinal cord, the veins, and even your organs. Imagine the energy clearing through your body, this prana energy, removing any blockages and any discomforts you may feel. This beautiful energy. Imagine vividly that it is cleaning out, restoring, and repairing, returning you to vibrant health. Now, coming back to my voice, very fully aware of the words and what you experience when the words are spoken. It is time now to deepen and enliven your connection with your own higher guidance, with the one we call the IntelliKey of you. So I'm going to ask you now to put your hands on your lap with your palms face up and breathe. Breathe into those hands. And I invite you to imagine, and for the next few minutes, accept that it is true, that standing opposite you is your own high self, your IntelliKey. Imagine IntelliKey's placing his or her hands over yours, and breathe into that place. You might imagine that you're feeling some tingling, a little electricity, a subtle touch. Whatever it is, continue growing that connection with your own IntelliKey. Beginning to gain a sense of the presence of your IntelliKey, who is looking upon you now with so much love. Remember, IntelliKey knows your failings, your triumphs, who and what you are, and loves you unconditionally. This dear, dear friend, your high self. And in this moment, know that you are not only so very deeply loved, but you are being cherished and nourished. Imagine you can look up into the eyes of your IntelliKey and see there a mirror of your own soul. IntelliKey holds all the dimensions of who you are. And as you gaze up at your IntelliKey, I invite you to ask those beautiful soul questions. The first question, who am I? Who am I really? Opening with curiosity, allow IntelliKey to share with you in symbols, words, sensations, or even a conversation, the deeper wisdoms of who you are. And when you're ready, go ahead and write or draw in your journal. I'll watch the time. The second soul question, what do I want? What do I really, really want? The answers may be material, physical, emotional, ethereal, anything you would like to see fulfilled. And when you're ready, go ahead and write or draw in your journal. I'll watch the time. And the final question, what is my purpose? How do I serve? And when you have it, go ahead and write or draw in your journal. Now take a deep breath in and release, releasing all of the questions and any answers that may have come, allowing the universe to work out the details. Bringing your awareness now back to your breath as you breathe in and out. Simply observe your breathing in and out. Noticing as you observe your breath, it begins to slow down. Staying with your breath. In and out. Noticing your mind may wander, and when you become aware that you're not with your breath, simply come back to it, back to your breathing. Simply observing your breath in and out. Now, on your next breath in, I invite you to say silently to yourself, I am, and your full name. Silently to yourself, I am, and your full name. Continue to repeat as you breathe. I am, and your full name. Now, as you continue to repeat your full name silently to yourself, invite in all the stresses that you have right now, all the things that you have to do, your deadlines, your challenges. Invite them all in and let your awareness fill up with them as you repeat, I am, and your full name. Now, releasing your name, bringing awareness back to your breath, and becoming aware of how you feel in your body right now. The sensations, the feelings inside your body. Just observe. Now, coming back to your breath, breathing in and out. On your next breath in, silently repeat to yourself, I am, and your first name. I am, and just your first name. Continue repeating, I am, and your first name, silently to yourself. Now this time, invite experiences from your childhood into your awareness. When you were just a child, less than 12, your parents, your siblings, playing on the playground, going to school, happy days, not so happy days. I am, and your first name. Now, coming back to your breath, releasing your name, and once again, scanning your body, noticing how you feel inside your body now. And coming back to your breath, and on your next in-breath, breathing in, I am. I am, with no labels attached. Letting the memories and thoughts fade, just I am. Now replace I am with so hum. So hum. Just the sound. So hum. No associations. So hum. Now let go of so hum. Sit quietly in this peace and stillness, and just be aware of being aware. This is your ground state before a thought arises, before a feeling. This is who you really are. A field of infinite potential. Rest in being. Rest in awareness. Rest in existence. Just be. Now, once again, scan your body, feeling all the sensations in your body. Very nice. Now, coming back to my voice and back to your IntelliKey. Standing here next to your IntelliKey as if in a dream. IntelliKey invites you to imagine all around you. You are standing in a field of stars. All around you, in all directions, the universe is laid out before you. The stars, the solar system, the galaxies, and you are this point of awareness in the center of it all, connected to it all, Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. Aham Brahmasmi. Now bringing your awareness to your heart center. Imagining the stillness there. It's like a pool of still water. And I invite you to imagine that you can drop the word, the thought, peace into that stillness, like a pebble being dropped into a pool of still water. Do it now. Release the word peace into your heart center and watching it ripple across your field. Now again, releasing the word peace into your heart center, into your field. Peace. Peace. Now drop the word harmony. 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 Now laughter. 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 Love. 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 Now releasing these words, knowing that they are rippling across your field, across the universe, to everything you're connected to. And in this stillness and peace, you can turn now to your entelechy. And I invite you to have a beautiful conversation now with your entelechy. You can ask any questions that come to mind, any thoughts you may have, or you can even ask your entelechy, what is it that you need to know in this moment? For the next few minutes of clock time, equal to all the time you need, enjoy a conversation with your entelechy. And if you wish, you may write or draw in your journal. I'll watch the time. Now coming back to my voice, turning to your entelechy and bowing in namaste. Recognizing the divinity in your entelechy is the divinity within you. Bringing your awareness now back to your breath. Breathing in and out. Following your breath now back into your body and into this time and into this place. Beginning to gain a sense of your body now. How wonderful it is to have this body full of potentials and experiences and deeper knowing. I invite you now to imagine a warm red energy flowing down over your body like a warm blanket, allowing that quickening that is part of who you are, that soul direction that is seated inside of you. Allow it to be nurtured and to take root inside of this beautiful body, opening all the doors and potentials that are coming to you now. Breathing in one more time, deeply into your body, feeling those toes and those fingers, stretching just a little and relaxing back. And when you're ready, in your own time, slowly open your eyes, and if you wish, you can pick up your journal and write down your impressions and your experiences. And reflect now on how you feel in this moment, any emotions, any sensations. And I invite you to join me again next time as we continue this journey to time present and we begin to explore the co-creative nature of who we are. Namaste, and have a beautiful day.
Welcome back. So take a few more minutes with your journal, and we'll be right back.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There is no greater mystery in life than you. So why not take a fully experiential plunge into the depths of your being to uncover and retrieve all the secrets and wisdom your soul is crying out for you to know? If you enjoy Adventures in Consciousness, the conversation, you'll love Adventures in Consciousness, the course. Join Jennifer in this unique 13-week series of journeys specifically designed to unlock the mysteries of yourself. Each week, you'll journey progressively deeper into the meta realm where, freed from the limitations of your mind, You'll get to play and explore the inner and outer reaches of your awareness. The next series of Adventures in Consciousness, The Course, is starting soon. Find out more and stake your place at jenniferivanko.com.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth, without any bread, and kissed them all soundly.
Lights out.
Good night.
And put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation. So today we had an experience with time present, with coming to the present moment. A lot of my work is around meditation and taking journeys in meditation. I like to call them journeys rather than just a guided meditation, because it's a journey inward where you connect with different parts of yourself, different dimensions of yourself. When we work with human potential, we're working with the physical self, the physical realm, the psychological self, the spiritual self, and then we like to step into the mythic self. What life is waiting to unfold for you? How big, how great can your destiny be? And this is about dreaming and stepping into those dreams. So today, again, we did meditation, some experiences of being in that present moment, experiencing the different levels of the ego. When you have your full name, you are actually feeling your life right now, because you're used to being called this name that holds so much baggage, right? So much information about who you are and what you have to do and the things that are your responsibilities. And then when you slip into your first name, you can move back to your childhood when you were known just by your first name. And there's a little bit more freedom and playfulness. Maybe some, you know, challenges as well, but it's at a different level energetically. It feels differently, or sense is sensed differently. And then we drop the names completely, and you start moving into awareness, into who you are, into that observer who sits right behind you in every moment and is observing your life and taking it all in. So if you enjoy that kind of meditation, we have also on my site some resources to play with other types, like the breath meditation, similar to the healing we do at the beginning of each one of these episodes. We do this prana breathing, which is a wonderful meditation by itself. You can also do guided meditations, like your chakra meditations, or different, going through the different feelings of heart and expansion, or tree meditations. These are all different types of guided. And then we have mantra meditations. This is something I love to teach people because it's going beyond the intellect, the mind. The mind's engaged when you do any kind of guided meditation or even breathing meditation. Your mind can be engaged to be focusing or concentrating on your breath. Unless you're lucky, once in a while the mind steps aside and then you are in the breath, with the breath. Mantra meditation, when a mantra is just a sound, like primordial sound or transcendental meditation, these meditations just teach you, actually don't teach you, they guide you to a place beyond the mind where you can step out and just be the observer. So we do these different types of meditation for different reasons, different experiences. And I'm going to leave you with that today. Again, if you want any experiences, there's some free resources on my website at jenniferivanko.com to try these different meditations or to deepen your own experiences with your meditations. So until next time, where we will continue with time present and exploring that co-creative nature that is you. Namaste, and have a beautiful day.